2021年河北省初中毕业生升学文化课考试英语试卷黑卷听力部分一听句子选出句子中所包含的信息下面你将听到五个句子每个句子读两遍请你听完句子的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中，选出包含所听信息的选项。
Number one, we all look forward to tomorrow's school trip.
We all look forward to tomorrow's school trip.
Number two, Sam made a model plane with his little brother.
Sam made a model plane with his little brother.
Number three, my family decide to have a picnic this Sunday.
My family decide to have a picnic this Sunday.
Number four, John has a gift in swimming.
John has a gift in swimming.
Number five, why not ask our math teacher for help, Linda?
Why not ask our math teacher for help, Linda?
二，听句子，选出该句的最佳答语。下面你将听到五个句子，每个句子读两遍。请你听完句子的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中，选出该句的最佳答语。
Number six.How is your sister in Canada?
How is your sister in Canada?
Number seven. Could I use your phone, Mrs. Wong?
Could I use your phone, Mrs. Wong?
Number eight, what about sharing the good news with your parents?
What about sharing the good news with your parents?
Number nine, well done. Your answer is completely right.
Well done.Your answer is completely right.
Number 10. I often drink some milk before sleeping.
I often drink some milk before sleeping.
Three. 听对话和问题。选择正确答案。下面你将听到五组对话和八个问题。每组对话和问题读两遍。请你听完对话和问题的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出正确答案。请听第一组对话回答第十一题。
Look at the thick clouds. It seems to rain.
Well, the weather report says it will rain with snow tonight.
How terrible. Remember to put on your heavy clothes.
Thanks a lot. I will.
Look at the thick clouds. It seems to rain.
Well, the weather report says it will rain with snow tonight.
How terrible. Remember to put on your heavy clothes.
Thanks a lot. I will.
Question number 11. What will the weather be like tonight?
What will the weather be like tonight?
Mom, happy birthday. I cooked breakfast for you. Enjoy it.
Thank you, honey. It tastes so delicious. How did you learn to cook?
I learned it in the handwork lesson at school. I can cook different kinds of food now.
You're so great. I'm proud of you.
Mom, happy birthday. I cooked breakfast for you. Enjoy it.
Thank you, honey. It tastes so delicious. How did you learn to cook?
I learned it in the handwork lesson at school. I can cook different kinds of food now.
You're so great. I'm proud of you.
Question number 12. Where are they probably talking?
Where are they probably talking?
Hello, this is Jeff. May I speak to Sophia?
Sorry, she's not in right now. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes, please. Could you tell her that we will have an interview on Friday afternoon?
Of course. I'll give her the message.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Hello, this is Jeff. May I speak to Sophia?
Sorry, she's not in right now. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes, please. Could you tell her that we will have an interview on Friday afternoon?
Of course. I'll give her the message.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Question number 13. Why does Jeff call Sophia?
Why does Jeff call Sophia?
Doctor, I have a stomach ache.
How long have you been like this?
Since last night.
What did you eat yesterday?
In the morning, I had some bread and milk. At noon, I had noodles and a cup of juice with ice. In the evening, I didn't eat anything.
Don't drink too much cold juice. It's bad for your stomach.
Okay. Do I need to take some medicine?
Yes. Take this medicine 3 times a day and eat it on time. You will get better in 2 days.
Okay. I will follow your advice. Thank you so much. Doctor, I have a stomach ache.
How long have you been like this?
Since last night.
What did you eat yesterday?
In the morning, I had some bread and milk. At noon, I had noodles and a cup of juice with ice. In the evening, I didn't eat anything.
Don't drink too much cold juice. It's bad for your stomach.
Okay. Do I need to take some medicine?
Yes. Take this medicine 3 times a day and eat it on time. You will get better in 2 days.
Okay, I will follow your advice. Thank you so much. Question number 14. When did the boy start having a stomach ache?
When did the boy start having a stomach ache?
Question number 15. What did the boy eat at noon yesterday?
What did the boy eat at noon yesterday?
Hi, Lucy. What are you doing?
Hi, Dave. I'm putting my old books together for our school sale.
School sale? I don't even know about it.
It is a new activity in our school this term. I saw the notice about it yesterday.
How often is it held?
2x a year. To be exact, it is held 1x a term.
What can we sell at the activity?
Such as old clothes, old books, old bikes, and so on. Actually, anything you don't need, but that is still useful to others, is welcomed.
That's great. I happen to have some old school things. I want to sell them.
Well, you can collect them together ahead of time and then bring them to school on that day.
You are so kind. Hi, Lucy. What are you doing?
Hi, Dave. I'm putting my old books together for our school sale.
School sale? I don't even know about it.
It is a new activity in our school this term. I saw the notice about it yesterday.
How often is it held?
2x a year. To be exact, it is held 1x a term.
What can we sell at the activity?
Such as old clothes, old books, old bikes, and so on. Actually, anything you don't need, but that is still useful to others, is welcomed.
That's great. I happen to have some old school things. I want to sell them.
Well, you can collect them together ahead of time and then bring them to school on that day.
You are so kind. Question number 16. What is Lucy doing?
What is Lucy doing?
Question number 17. How often is the school sale held?
How often is the school sale held?
Question number 18. What will Dave sell at the school sale?
What will Dave sell at the school sale?
4. 听短文和问题，选择正确答案。下面你将听到两篇短文和7个问题。短文和问题读2遍。请你听完短文和问题的第二遍朗读后，根据所听内容，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 3个选项中。 选出正确答案。请听第一篇短文，回答第19至21题。Most
of us may suddenly forget what we want to say or what we should do next. Here are 4 methods to help improve your memory. First, connect the memory with the environment. If a joke is heard when there is a special smell, the same smell may remind you of that joke. Second, study something before bed, because there are fewer things that will influence you before you sleep. Third, drink more milk. People who drink milk at least 5 times a week do far better in memory tests. Fourth, do more exercise. Studies have shown that proper exercise is especially good for improving our memory.
Most of us may suddenly forget what we want to say or what we should do next. Here are 4 methods to help improve your memory. First, connect the memory with the environment. If a joke is heard when there is a special smell, the same smell may remind you of that joke. Second, study something before bed, because there are fewer things that will influence you before you sleep. Third, drink more milk. People who drink milk at least 5 times a week do far better in memory tests. Fourth, do more exercise. Studies have shown that proper exercise is especially good for improving our memory.
Question number 19. What is the speaker trying to do?
What is the speaker trying to do?
Question number 20. Why does studying before bed improve our memory?
Why does studying before bed improve our memory?
Question number 21. What is good for improving our memory?
What is good for improving our memory?
In the United States, 16 is a special age. There's a big party called Sweet 16 for girls' birthday. Usually the birthday girl's family send out invitations to the guests about a month before the party. The guests must buy special presents for the birthday girl. The party is held at a big hall for the event. The girl and her father have a special father-daughter dancing. The most important part of the Sweet 16 is the candle lighting ceremony. The Sweet 16 girl stands behind 16 candles and gives each candle to her friends, family members, and anyone who she feels important to her. After that, people sit and eat. Most guests begin leaving around 11 o'clock in the evening.
In the United States, 16 is a special age. There's a big party called Sweet 16 for girls' birthday. Usually, the birthday girl's family send out invitations to the guests about a month before the party. The guests must buy special presents for the birthday girl. The party is held at a big hall for the event. The girl and her father have a special father-daughter dancing. The most important part of the Sweet 16 is the candle lighting ceremony. The Sweet 16 girl stands behind 16 candles and gives each candle to her friends, family members, and anyone who she feels important to her. After that, people sit and eat. Most guests begin leaving around 11 o'clock in the evening.
Question number 22. Who will send out invitations to the guests for the girl's birthday?
Who will send out invitations to the guests for the girl's birthday?
Question number 23. What do the guests have to do for the birthday girl?
What do the guests have to do for the birthday girl?
Question number 24. Which is the most important part of the Sweet 16?
Which is the most important part of the Sweet 16?
Question number 25. When do most guests begin leaving in the evening?
When do most guests begin leaving in the evening?
五，听短文填空。下面你将听到一篇短文，短文读两遍，请你听完短文的第二遍朗读后，根据短文的内容和提示，在信息表中相应的横线上填入所缺信息。
I'm Judy. Skiing is more important than anything else in the world to me. I have no other interests except skiing. I used to spend 20 hours a week improving my skiing skills. Unluckily, during one competition, I fell and was badly hurt. The doctor told me that I couldn't go skiing anymore. I lost heart and had no idea what I would become. After 8 months, something changed. Instead of wasting my time, I began to work with the local service projects. By volunteering as a skiing teacher for kids, I knew what I wanted to become. I could share what I had learned with the kids. After a few months, I built my confidence again and became happy slowly.
I'm Judy. Skiing is more important than anything else in the world to me. I have no other interests except skiing. I used to spend 20 hours a week improving my skiing skills. Unluckily, during one competition, I fell and was badly hurt. The doctor told me that I couldn't go skiing anymore. I lost heart and had no idea what I would become. After 8 months, something changed. Instead of wasting my time, I began to work with the local service projects. By volunteering as a skiing teacher for kids, I knew what I wanted to become. I could share what I had learned with the kids. After a few months, I built my confidence again and became happy slowly.